Welcome, 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 everyone, to the PWC podcast. So glad you could join us.
Great to be here. Today, we're diving into something really foundational.
Absolutely. We're exploring Proverbs chapter 2 from Scripture today.
Mm-hmm. And specifically, we're looking at this core idea. Why is wisdom described as, well, more valuable than gold?
Right. I mean, in a world that's constantly telling us about, you know, possessions and stuff, Proverbs hits us with this completely different perspective. It really does make you pause.
It does. It makes you think about what really lasts, what has genuine value.
And what I find so powerful about this chapter, Proverbs 2, is how it speaks to everyone. Doesn't matter where you are in life.
No, not at all. Whether you're just starting out, maybe facing big decisions, or you're well into your career, or honestly, just anyone looking for a bit more clarity.
Exactly. The insights here, they're just, well, profound.
Absolutely. This isn't some dusty old advice nobody can use. It's incredibly relevant for building a life, you know, with purpose and security right here, right now.
So that's our mission for this deep dive, really. We want to unpack how we actually find this wisdom, understand why it's so incredibly important, and look at the protective quality it offers.
Sounds good. Where should we start? Maybe a quick summary of the chapter itself.
Perfect. Let's dive right in. So Proverbs 2, it opens with a father talking to his son, encouraging him.
Yeah, it's quite earnest, isn't it? It's not just a suggestion. It's like, hey, actively seek this wisdom. The language is pretty strong.
It really is. And he uses this amazing analogy, comparing the search for wisdom to searching for hidden treasure, you know, like gold and silver.
Mm-hmm. Which immediately tells you something about the effort involved.
Right. Think about digging for treasure. It takes serious dedication, persistence. Verses 1 through 5 paint that picture so clearly.
It really underscores that getting wisdom isn't like a casual thing. It's not passive. You need intention, real effort. You have to stick with it, just like mining.
Exactly. And the payoff promised for that search, it's huge. Understanding the fear of the Lord and, even deeper, truly knowing him.
Which flows right into the next point. Where does this wisdom actually come from?
Good question. Mm. Because it's not something we just, you know, think up ourselves. Proverbs 2, verses 6 through 8 are super clear.
They state it plainly. It comes from God.
Right. So this wisdom isn't just about being smart or having a high IQ. It's presented as a divinely given understanding.
An understanding that grows as we connect with God, as we listen to his truth, right?
Precisely. That's such a critical distinction to make. Worldly wisdom might focus on knowledge accumulation or, I don't know, strategic moves.
Yeah, but the wisdom here, it has a spiritual foundation. It's rooted in knowing and living by God's ways.
Okay, so then the chapter shifts a bit, focusing on how this wisdom protects you. It acts like a shield.
Yeah.
Verses 9 to 15 really go into detail here.
They do. It functions as a safeguard, doesn't it? Guiding you away from, well, bad paths, deception, harmful people or ideas.
It's about discernment then. Being able to tell the difference between what's good and true versus what leads you astray.
Exactly. What's helpful versus what's harmful in the long run? It helps you steer clear of those decisions that can cause real pain and regret down the line.
And the chapter ends with this really stark contrast. It lays it out plainly.
Mm-hmm. Following wisdom leads to a strong, blessed life. Ignoring it, that leads to destruction. Those are pretty direct words.
They are. No ambiguity there. It really emphasizes the weight of our choices and the huge impact wisdom or the lack of it can have.
So true.
Okay, let's really unpack that comparison to treasure. It's such a central image in the chapter. Why do you think that analogy works so well?
Well, think about treasure itself. First off, it's inherently valuable, right? People instantly recognize its worth. They'll invest a lot to get it.
Sure. Time, effort, resources.
Exactly. Second, getting treasure usually takes serious dedication. Hard work, sometimes sacrifice. You rarely just stumble over a chest of gold.
True. Okay.
And third, actually having treasure. It changes things. It can transform your circumstances, provide security, open up possibilities.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I see where you're going. So how do those points map onto wisdom?
Well, wisdom is presented as having immeasurable value. It leads to a richer life, more meaningful, more purposeful, richer in every sense, really.
And acquiring it.
It takes that active engagement we talked about. Studying, thinking, learning from life, praying, consistently applying what you learn. It's not a one-time thing. It's an ongoing journey. It needs constant attention.
Right. It requires commitment.
Yeah.
And the transformation part.
Just like treasure can change your financial situation, wisdom fundamentally changes how you navigate life, all its complexities. It equips you to make sound judgments, build a solid foundation for your life.
It really does challenge our usual ways of thinking about value, doesn't it? Because the world, like we said, often shouts about external things, fame, money, social media likes.
Fleeting things, Hoffman.
No.
Proverbs points us towards something internal, something lasting, something that benefits our soul, our long-term well-being.
Mm.
Exactly. Wisdom helps us build inner strength, sharp discernment. It helps us handle life's storms, you know, and avoid those big regrets. Mere worldly success can't promise that. Wisdom offers a deeper kind of security.
Okay, so let's tackle another key phrase from the chapter, the fear of the Lord. That phrase can sometimes make people uncomfortable. What's it really about in this context?
That's a really important clarification to make. The fear of the Lord in Proverbs isn't about being like terrified of God, expecting punishment, not that kind of fear.
Okay, so what is it then?
It's more about a profound respect. Reverence, a sense of awe for God's nature, his power, his holiness. It's recognizing his ultimate authority and, well, his infinite wisdom.
You mentioned an analogy earlier, something about the Grand Canyon. Can you explain that a bit more?
Sure. Imagine standing right there at the rim of the Grand Canyon. What do you feel?
Small, mm-hmm. Amazed, maybe a little bit cautious.
Exactly. You're hit by the sheer scale, the power that carved it, the incredible humbling beauty. You feel small, awestruck, and yeah, wisely cautious. You wouldn't just carelessly step near the edge.
Right.
That feeling being in the presence of something so vast, so powerful, something beyond our full grasp that gets close to the essence of the fear of the Lord. It's recognizing something infinitely greater than ourselves.
That makes so much sense. So it's not cowering, but it's acknowledging his sovereignty, trusting his wisdom, accepting that his ways are higher, better than our own limited views.
That's it. Exactly. It's a humble posture, really. A willingness to submit to his guidance. And Proverbs suggests that's the foundation stone upon which true lasting wisdom is built.
Okay, so let's bring this home. How does this protective aspect of wisdom actually work in our lives today? Can you give some real-world examples?
Sure. Think about, say, a big financial decision. Maybe someone gets a tip on a risky investment, sounds really tempting. Or they're thinking about a huge purchase. Wisdom would prompt them to pause, not jump in. To get good advice, reliable information. To really think through the potential downsides, not just the exciting upside. And importantly, to pray about it. Ask for discernment.
Instead of just reacting based on excitement. Or maybe fear of missing out.
Exactly. Or think about relationships. Wisdom helps us choose friends, maybe a partner, based on character, integrity, genuine support, not just superficial charm or, you know, going along with the crowd.
Resisting negative peer pressure.
Right. It gives you that inner strength to set healthy boundaries, to say no when something compromises your values or could lead to trouble, even if it's difficult in the moment.
So it's like having an internal compass that keeps pointing you away from danger and towards what's truly good for you.
That's a great way to put it. Wisdom helps us see potential negative outcomes before they happen, ideally. It helps us make choices that protect our well-being, our peace of mind, our future. It's like those guardrails on a dangerous mountain road.
Yeah.
They don't stop you from moving forward, but they provide that crucial safety margin, right? They guide you, keep you from veering off into disaster.
That's incredibly practical. So for someone listening right now thinking, okay, I want this wisdom. How do I get it? What are some concrete steps they can actually take? Starting today.
Yeah, the how to. That's the key question, isn't it? Because seeking wisdom is definitely an active process. First, and maybe the simplest step, just ask God for it.
Just
ask. James 1.5 reminds us, if any of you lacks wisdom, ask God, who gives generously to everyone without finding fault, and it will be given to you. It's a direct invitation. So simple, yet profound.
Wow. Okay, that's powerful and definitely accessible. What else?
Second, actively engage with scripture. And the book of Proverbs itself is obviously a fantastic place to start. A really practical way could be just reading one chapter a day.
One chapter a day. That feels doable.
It does. It keeps you consistently immersing yourself in God's wisdom, his perspective. Third, look for wise people in your own life. People you respect who seem to navigate life well.
And then what? Just watch them.
Watch them, learn from them, see how they handle challenges, make decisions, treat others. Mentorship is great. Formal or informal. Just learning from the experience of others is huge.
So intentionally observing those who show the wisdom we want to develop makes sense.
Fourth, and this one might be tough. Sometimes embrace mistakes as learning opportunities.
Oh, yeah. Not always easy.
Not always. But failure doesn't have to be the end. It can be a stepping stone if we honestly reflect. What went wrong? What can I learn? Wisdom often grows out of our mess-ups, if we let it.
Shifting perspective on setbacks, seeing them as chances to grow.
Exactly. And finally, practice discernment proactively. Actively avoid situations, places, maybe even certain media environments that you know are likely to lead you down a bad path or compromise your values.
Sometimes the smartest move is just to steer clear altogether.
Absolutely. Sometimes wisdom is knowing what not to do, where not to go.
These are fantastic. So clear, encouraging, and definitely things people can start doing right away. Thanks for laying those out.
My pleasure. It really boils down to making the pursuit of wisdom a conscious, ongoing priority.
Definitely. And hey, speaking of community and support, we want to take just a moment here and extend a really warm invitation to everyone listening.
Mm-hmm.
We would absolutely love for you to come visit us at PWC Pittsford Wesleyan Church.
It's a wonderful place.
It really is. We have such a supportive community, engaging services. We genuinely believe it's a place where you can, you know, deepen your faith and grow in understanding these very principles we've been talking about today.
Definitely. It's a community where these timeless truths are not just talked about, but really explored and lived out.
So please consider joining us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as we start to wrap up this deep dive, let's just circle back to that main idea.
Yeah.
Wisdom, it's so much more than just knowing stuff, right? More than facts or information.
Absolutely. It's about living according to that knowledge, applying it in our decisions, our relationships, how we interact with the world every single day.
It's insight put into practice, guiding our steps, shaping who we are.
That's it. And it's so encouraging to remember that God genuinely wants us to live full lives, lives that are protected from needless harm, lives that are strong, resilient. That's his heart for us.
It truly is.
And like Proverbs 2 shows so vividly, getting this wisdom, it takes that active effort we keep talking about, that dedicated search, just like hunting for treasure.
So maybe a challenge for everyone listening this week.
Go for it.
Okay, here it is. Actively seek wisdom this week in real ways. Maybe make it a point to specifically pray for wisdom each day. Try reading that chapter of Proverbs daily. Before making a decision, pause, think, pray, and consciously try to trust God's guidance.
Little steps, consistently taken.
Exactly. We really believe it can make a huge difference over time.
It's a lifelong journey seeking wisdom, but wow, the rewards are immeasurable and they truly last.
Well said. Thank you so, so much for joining us today on the PWC podcast. Mm-hmm. We really hope this exploration of Proverbs 2 has been encouraging and insightful for you.
It's been a real pleasure digging into this amazing chapter together.
And again, we would be absolutely thrilled to welcome you in person to pwc.pittsfordwesleyanchurch. Please come join us this Sunday at 11 a.m. We'd love to see you there.
Hope to see you there.
Thanks again for listening to the PWC podcast. Join us this Sunday at 11 a.m.